N4SJC, standing by.
NJC, I believe it was. This is KO4NUE. How are you today, sir?
Appreciate you coming back to the call. I think it was KO4NUE. Is that correct?
We'll go with Chad since we got the formalities out of the way. Charlie, Hotel Alpha Delta, Campobello, South Carolina. How are you, sir?
You're good. Thanks for asking. Hope you are. Steven over here in Columbia, just new to Echolink, and spoke to a couple nice guys in Greenville. I'm going there. My daughter graduates Friday at Clemson and coming to Greenville on the Thursday and Friday. So a couple nice guys I met. Just new to Echolink. Just want to check to see how everything was going, QSL.
Audio sounds good. Sounds like you may have done some adjustment to the audio, and that normally needs to happen on Echolink, but nice clear signal, definitely understandable. So I don't know what you've done, but I wouldn't change a thing. Sounds just fine to me. And I have a daughter that's sophomore year in Clemson as well. So, you know, I'm sure you're out of money by now, as I am, if you've got one graduating from Clemson. So, congratulations.
Out of money for sure, Chad, 100% QSL on that. I've got three daughters and two have graduated, and yeah, expensive. I don't have any radio equipment money left anyway, if that answers your question. But what's your QTH? Are you in Greenville, QSL?
QTH is in Campobello, which is in between, I'm 9 minutes from the North Carolina line. And in between Spartanburg and Greenville, kind of, sort of. Probably 100, let's see. Well, I'll tell you exactly. 116 miles from the capital.
Up USL, Chad. All good copy. Very nice. Yeah, I fell in love with Greenville. I'm from Columbia. And absolutely love some Greenville. She lives off of Verde Boulevard, right off of Lawrence Road, car dealership row. So really love that whole area. But what repeater are you using? Chad, back to you.
So we'll get to that in just a second. So did I hear correctly that you were, headed up this way soon? Is that what I heard?
QSL. Yeah, we're heading up this weekend. That's a roger.
Okay, good deal. So here's the reason I'm asking. Every night at 9 o'clock on this frequency, we have a net. We usually have, I don't know, anywhere from 50 to 70 check-ins. And, you know, it is obviously Echolink enabled. We have a different net controller every night. I will be calling the net tonight. We have a little rag to you. You know, if you got any ham radio questions or just want to talk about anything in general, you're invited to the net. Show up on Echolink. I'll see your call sign up there. I'll make a call for Echolink stations and Echolink stations only, and you check in and, you know, listen, monitor, comment, whatever you'd like to do. But this is the 146-610, otherwise known as the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society repeater. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain. And it's a pretty good group of operators, you know, really kind of family-oriented kind of net.
QSL, Chad, yeah, nice. Well, thank you. Well, I'm the new kid on the block. I got my ticket on the 16th of July, And we're still new, as you can probably tell. But that's okay. I'm learning every day. We run 2 meters and 440, and we like DMR. We got an R finder. It kind of helps me cheat a little bit. It's kind of plug and play if you're not familiar with the R finder B1 Plus. I just find the talk group or the repeater I want to talk to locally or through DMR, and anyway, it takes me right there. But on your next over, I'm going to put you in the logbook on QRZ. If you would, just come over with your call sign nice and slow for me so I can punch it in on my QRZ. QSO?
So call sign is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, K-O-4-N-U-E. And, you know, like I said, hey, check in with us tonight if you got time. We usually give an opportunity for the rest of the group to congratulate people who have upgraded their ticket or have gotten their ticket for the first time. So, you know, we'd like to invite you and would love to have you check in as well. So, with that, you got my call, QSL.
All there? Yeah, I apologize on the first over it. I didn't get it, but you said it, but I didn't copy it. So, K-O-4-N-U-E. Yeah, no problem at all, Chad. And we've got you already in my logbook on my QRZ page. Just curious, what call sign do you see on your side? I'm not sure what radio, but do you mind if I ask what you're seeing on my call sign? Here's the reason I ask. On the 16th, I got a call sign of KQ4 Charlie November, and I do not like the KQ, so I got a vanity call Saturday morning early around 1 o'clock in the morning. I got the email, so the new call is N4SJC. My initials. Just curious what you see on your end, QSO.
Roger that. So I am not in front of my computer. Echo Link stations do not show on, you know, a radio, but they do show on the Echo Link software on the computer. So I would have to be in front of the computer to tell you that, and I'm just not near it right now. Over.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Okay, very good. N4SJC for ID. Yeah. Hey, got you in the logbook. Thanks for the QSO. I enjoy talking to you, and I will do everything in my power to be on the net tonight at 9 o'clock on this frequency through Echolink, and I'll put a call out for sure. Thank you, Chad. Pleasure was all mine. Really enjoyed chatting with you, and hope to work you again. Hope to talk to you again here for sure, and hope you have a great afternoon, and stay safe. 73 to you and the family there. See, you are married and have 3 children. You kind of sound like me, but you've got 27 retired. Very nice. Thank you for your service, and we'll say 73s. K-O-4-N-U-E. This is N4-SJC. I'll be listening and monitoring on your final, sir. 73s.
4-SJC. K-O-4-N-U-E. 73s, sir. And you be careful down there in Columbia. I hope to see you on the net. That's KO4NUE. I'm clear.
Chad, 73, enjoyed it as well. N4SJC, clear.
NUE, KN4VWA. 4NUE, KN4VWA. VWA, mobile.
KN4VWA, W4DJW, you been doing small engine repair?
DJW, KN4VWA. Oh, man, I tell you what. It has been good for me physically. I'm pushing myself a little bit in the heat, and I'm out there up and down on the concrete, up and down, bending over, and all kinds of good stuff working on those machines. And physically, it's been a real good thing.
Now you've got that. Instead of having to do a workout, you just do that on Tuesdays. That's every Tuesday, right?
See, I've been going in on Mondays, and now he's got me coming in on Fridays, too. But I don't work a whole day on Friday.
Okay, I couldn't remember which days it was. I was trying to remember, and I was thinking since I didn't hear y'all day to day until 4, after 4, it must have been Tuesdays, but I guess that's Monday. Anyway, glad you're enjoying it. It's keeping you busy, keeping you out of trouble. You're not crashing airplanes.
Well, this is one benefit of the situation, but, Bo, we got to get back in the air.
Yeah, I know. It's been too long. But I'm making really good ground on the TDOA. I have finally been able, now I'm able to detect the nanosecond that it arrives on the scene. So now I'm restructuring everything that I built so that it grabs the audio into a file with that timestamp on the name of the file at the same time that it sends out. So, because otherwise, I went from not having enough data to having way too much data. So now I've got to organize the data, next step. So I've been having a good time with it. That's why not flying isn't such a big deal right now, because progress, I'm starting to be able to see some progress. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
After you are satisfied and you get the first system up and, you know, get it operational and you get, the list keeps getting longer, and you get the tower maintenance done that you want to get done and a couple of other things, that probably, I'm hoping that's going to be within about the next month. And we're going to be flying in the fall, Bo. And I'm kind of thinking that we need to concentrate on our FPV.
Amy mentioned that earlier. We were both out, you know, for a week. And she said it's supposed to get cooler this weekend. We might want to look at doing something. And I said, yeah, I'm thinking, go flying. And she's thinking something else. Anyway, I know which RTL SDRs I'm going to get now, and I'm running them up to their sampling max, and they're getting hot. So I'm having to back off of that a little bit. I was running them at, 96,000 samples per second, and I doubled that, went to 172,000 samples per second, doubled that, went up to over 200. Now I'm up around 400,000 seconds per second, and they're getting really hot. So I might have to back off of that a little bit.
Say, that equipment's got to be, for lack of a better term, smoking.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to have to back off of it. It's really good. The higher the sample rate, the better I can detect, more accurate. But I still have way too much data. But that's a good thing. You go from not enough to way too much. Now it's a matter of, that's what I was doing when you threw your call sign out there, is coming up with a way to create audio files with timestamps down to the nanosecond. So that associates that nanosecond with that time clip, so there's no confusing it. Because I was trying to go do that manually in my head, and that's just, there's too many of them, too much.
Yep. Well, there's just one thing for sure. I'm just glad to see that you're back in the saddle again, both of you. And what would you say, back 90% or 100%?
That takes something out of you. That we were talking about before she left to go to work this morning. She had a hard time yesterday with the full day at work and being able to catch her breath. And I had the same thing. When, you know, I come to the top of the stairs, I'm like huffing and puffing. And I never used to do that. Unless I was like in AFib or something like that, that would do it. But no. So when you're done with that, it has a long-term effect. And I was talking to Johnny about it on the telephone. He said, yes, that's absolutely right. You will notice that for months to come. So I'd say probably at 80, and it's probably a few months to get to 95. So it's not something that you just get over and you're done. It's not like the flu. It takes the wind out of you, and it keeps it for a while.
I know. I've known a lot of people that have had it, and it can be, Well, I tell you what, my realtor ran around with an oxygen tank for almost 2 months after she was released from the hospital, before they cut her loose from the oxygen tank. So, but now that was the first generation, and I think what you probably had was the third iteration of it, and thank goodness for that. That stuff is tough.
Yeah, it never felt life-threatening at all. But we talked about it. It must have been really, really bad for other people to feel this bad for this long a period of time and, you know that it was life-threatening because neither one of us felt like it was like that. And what did you say? What was your last sentence? I didn't get that.
Well, guess what I've been up to?
Turning bolts on small engines. That's all I know, W4DJW.
Me and the boss lady have been out shopping, and we bought us a camper. We pick it up tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
A what?
A 27-foot RV camper.
Well, good for you. We've talked about that, but never done that before. I didn't know you liked camping.
The third one.
Well, that's good. Your truck you got now is big enough to haul it?
Well, this one tops out if you absolutely max out the weight, cargo weight inside it at about 6,400 pounds. And, you know, it's one of those ultralights. And even though it's 27 feet long, its dry weight is 4,600 pounds. And, hey, my truck is rated for 11,000.
So you're saying that's just barely over 20% of the capacity of the truck?
It's like, if I max out the camper, I'm looking at about 58%.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, where are you planning on going? Pisgah or somewhere further off than that?
As Greeley said, go west, young man. At some point, if the world can come back to some sort of normality, it's the first time Sue's hearing it, but even in 2019, when I bought the diesel, we wanted to get a camper and head west. So, you know, if things work out, maybe next spring we'll head west and just go wherever we want to go. So, anyhow, in the meantime, there's Devil's Fork. There's all kinds of state parks around the state, western North Carolina, up in the mountains, Sevierville, all that kind of area up there. And for the most part, you can go up and stay for, $50-$75 a night. Most hotel rooms, you're going to spend $200 a night now.
Well, I was talking to Steve up in South Dakota last Saturday after the net, or during the net. It was during the net, about showing up there with some FPV gear and some goggles and flying through the Badlands and filming it, making some videos. That'd be ideal setup. Put about 7 or 8 airplanes in there and go up to the Badlands and have a blast.
That does. That sounds like it'd be a ton of fun. Well, so anyhow, let's just get the world back to some sort of level of normalcy, and maybe we can do it. So in the meantime, like I said, I'm really glad to hear you're even back at 80% and be back working on your project that makes you happy. And you're still working out in the mornings, right?
Well, while we had it, 3 days while we had it, I didn't. And then 2 days coming out of it, I did. And then the third day, I did not. And then yesterday, I went 20 minutes instead of 30. Because it was like I was going to fall off. I was going to tip over if I kept going. And this morning, I just jumped right on my project. So I haven't done any of it today. I told myself I'd do it later in the day. But Maggie needed a bath, and we had to go to the transfer station. So first one thing and then another. I haven't got around to it yet, but I'm going to get back in the groove.
Okay, and four VWA. That's the ticket, boss. The more that you push yourself and clean your system out, the faster you're going to get back.
This is true. W4DJW just syncing up with a repeater. You're absolutely correct. I've got to get back into the habit of it. But getting, 21 days makes a habit, and I was well into that habit. So it was just a thing I did. I didn't even think about it. But when you get the wind knocked out of your sails, it takes a little while to pump them back up again. Anyway, I won't keep you. I think you were calling somebody else, but I heard you in there and just thought I'd say hello. So take care. Enjoy that camper. KM4VWA, W4DJW.
Well, before you go, I heard Chad in there, KO4NUE. Have you heard anything on the AOD?
The AOA, yes. I've heard nothing but good reports on the AOA. Give me a call on the phone when you got time, and I'll go over it with you.
How about 6:30 this evening? That'd be okay?
I'm possible. I never know that far ahead. But, yeah, let's try that.
Well, have a good evening. W4DJWKM4VWA. Clear.
W4DJW, clear and listening.